Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 28th para was recited. In the first surah, Surah Mujadala, some ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers here in this surah to any jama'at, any group, any mashwara which people have, certain adabs and etiquette regarding that. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one story, one incident of one lady, Hazrat Khawla radiallahu anha, who has been divorced. He gave a certain kind of divorce which took place in those times of jahiliyyah and ignorance. So she went to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard her, and then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the decision how she will come out of that predicament and calamity. So ulama say that it shows that whenever you got a jama'at, it is a country also, or any group of people, jama'at in our areas, in our towns, whatever, then the amir, the sadr, he must listen to the complaints, and redress the complaints of the people who are weak, who do not have any outwardly any rights, whatever. But he must sit and give time, like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave time to this lady. He listened to her complaint, and Allah thereafter, solved the problem. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in all our jama'at, in our groups, we must always have this in our mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware exactly what is happening. When you are sitting in your jama'at and you are having a discussion, a secret discussion, remember, if you are three of you, Allah is the fourth one. If you are five of you, Allah is the sixth one. Any number smaller or less, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people wherever they may be. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will warn and inform the people exactly what actions they have done. So we are person that always keep this mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. And when you are having these mashwaras and discussions, don't do guna and sin, enmity, breaking the commands of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But always you have your mashwaras regarding taqwa, piety, how can you bring deen alive, good things a person must have. And always keep your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who you'll have to stand up for. In the jama'at, there will be the amir. Always listen to what the amir says. If the amir says, move in the majlis gathering, the person must immediately move. Whatever he says, listen to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise those people because of the humility within a person will listen to the amir, and he will obey his instructions. And there in the jama'at, in the group also, very important is that a person must never have the kufar, the tariqah of the kufar in the jama'at, or he mustn't allow the kufar to be part of the shura, whether it's an Islamic government, Islamic country, or whatever other Islamic society there is. Don't have the kufar on the board of that place, or on the system of them. This will cause great harm. The help of Allah Ta'ala will be removed from them. And thereafter, in the last ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you will not find a people who believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah, they will ever have friendship with those people who are the enemies of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't find a group, a person who claims, I'm a believer, I believe in Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you find them ever having love for those people who are the enemies of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So in today's time it translates, here the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were tested with their own parents, their own children, their brothers, their family members, so close families, family members, and they had to break off ties completely with them. Because you are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very hard examination. This is to test the iman of a person. In today's time, Allah has made it much easier. Majority of us, alhamdulillah, we grew up in Muslim families. But the examination is taken in today's time, where there's sports stars, there's film actors and actresses, and there's musicians, and all of the people who are others in the world regard them as very great people. These are our models, our role models. We must run after them. So Allah says, you won't find people who believe in Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of Qiyamah ever having love for these people. I'm always watching sports, I'm running after these things. No, a person has to abstain from these things. And Allah Ta'ala gives four great promises here for a person who will stay away from them, the kuffar and disbelievers. It's a very big examination, it's a very big exam. First thing Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَّبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah will write in their heart iman. Iman will be written in their hearts when they break off the connection with them. And Allah Ta'ala will help and assist them with divine assistance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ Special and divine assistance will come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into Jannat, and which they will remain forever and forever. And Allah will be pleased with them, and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They broke off, they took the displeasure of people, but they will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in place of this year. So we must, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq in this parah also, a few places where Allah mentions breaking off, connecting with the kuffar and disbelievers. This is a very important part of our iman. Al-hubbu fillah wal-bukhs fillah. To have love for Allah and to have hatred for Allah is part of iman. So many people, even like pious people, but especially when it comes to sports, they are very weak. We say, I'm very weak in this year. I must watch my sport. I support this team, I support that team. That is the love for the kuffar and disbelievers. We love their ways. This is something very important. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the people ask, Mawla Yusuf rahmatullah, make dua for the Christians and the Jews. So you made dua, Allahumma akhrijil yahudiyata wa nasraniyata baniyata min qulubina. Oh Allah, take out the love of the kuffar, the Christians and the Jews from our hearts. This must come out from our hearts. We don't need to curse them. We have to bring them towards Iman and Islam. But firstly, we have to get the love of them out of our hearts for them to be affected by us. So may Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. And Allah says, this is the Jamaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are completely successful. On the other hand, it's the Jamaat of Shaitan. You must decide which Jamaat you want to be, the Jamaat of Shaitan or the Jamaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that any Islamic government, how Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come to the Muslims who got these sifat and qualities. They hatred for the kuffar in their lifestyle, they got true deen in them. Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come, like how it came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How Allah opened up for them. The Jews in Medina Sharif were very, very strong. And no one ever thought it's possible for them to come out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created such fear in their hearts that eventually the Muslims overcame them very, very easily. They made jihad, but a very simple, like a walkover it was for them. The Muslims were small in number. They never have so much of weapons. But Allah created such fear in the hearts of the enemies and the kuffar that eventually the Muslims took over their places. And throughout Islamic history, when the Muslims were true Muslims, like the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they conquered, what and what countries they conquered, it wasn't because of their numbers, it was because of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if you want to the country to remain, Islamic society, one is that the money mustn't remain in the hands of a few individuals, but there must always be distribution of the money, which is the Islamic system. Number two, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُ, whatever the Nabi gives you, hold firm onto it. Whatever he prohibits you from, stay very far away from it. And have the quality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, like the Muhajirin, who are prepared to sacrifice their lives only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ansar, who sacrifice their houses and their wealth also for the Muhajirin, and in their hearts they give preference to other people over themselves, even though they suffered poverty. And Allah Ta'ala says, one Jamaat after the Muhajirin and Ansar, and that is our Jamaat. And we must see whether we come in this Jamaat, that they will make dua for their brothers. They have honor for the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, 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 and all the pious predecessors. And they make this dua that, oh Allah, forgive us. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Forgive us and our brothers who have passed away with Iman. And وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Never ever place in our heart any enmity, hatred, malice for the people of Iman. Keep our hearts always pure. This is a wonderful dua a person must make also for removal of enmity, hatred in his heart for anybody. That Allah Ta'ala do not place in our heart any enmity for the people of Iman. Allah, you are most merciful. Allah, you are most kind. You are most compassionate. And thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that Abu Munafiq and hypocrites. Whenever the hypocrites came in any Muslim Jamaat in society, we find in Islam the Muslims went down. Allama Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, especially the Shias. He said, whenever the Shias joined the Muslim countries, then you will find always the Muslims started going down. They were always the cause, more than the kuffar who could attack the Muslims. It was always the munafiqs and the hypocrites amongst the Muslims who gave the secrets away to the kuffar. They helped and assisted the kuffar to come in the countries, and they destroyed them. And Allama Kashmiri says that if you study Islamic history, you will find that any proper jihad, the Shias never ever took place in it. The only jihad they made was against the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. The only people who really made jihad was Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, and they conquered lands and places upon places. So you have to be very careful of the Shia group. They were always the munafiqs and the hypocrites amongst the Muslim people, and they always caused a lot of great harm to the Muslim people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we must have taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person acquire this quality? A person must ponder always, what has he sent forward for tomorrow? Muraqabah, thinking, what have I sent forward for tomorrow? And that inna Allah khabirum bima ta'malun, Allah is watching me. So a person in me, inshallah, when you get this muraqabah, Allah is watching me, and whatever I send forth for tomorrow, in this way the quality of taqwa will come into a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's impossible, people who have got the Quran Sharif, that they will be lower in the ground, they will be down. Allah will always give them izzat and honor. La yastawi ashabun nari wa ashabul jannah. The people destined for fire, and the people destined for Jannah, they can never be equal. Even in this dunya, those who hold firm to the Quran and the teachings of the Quran, they are the faizun, they are the successful people. Allah will give them. This Quran Sharif is so powerful. If Allah had to send it to a mountain also, the mountain will come crashing down. But how come you're not getting benefit from the Quran Sharif? Because we have not got the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will get the marifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names, knowing who Allah ta'ala is, then Allah ta'ala mentioned, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu, and all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, When we will get this yaqeen in our hearts, then the value of the Quran will come into our hearts. And then when the person has the value of the Quran Sharif and he follows the Quran Sharif, Allah will give the Muslims victory, Allah will give them success. Allah Ta'ala raises nations by means of this Quran. And when people will leave the Quran, Allah Ta'ala brings them right down. The Surah Hashr, the last three ayat, if a person every morning and evening reads, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim Minash Shaitanir Rajim three times. A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim Minash Shaitanir Rajim three times. And Huwallahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu till the ending. Thrice in the morning, I mean three times and one time and one time and one time the ayat. And in the evening also, 70,000 angels make dua for that person. So in the morning we make now, the whole day they will be making dua for us. And if you die on that day, you'll pass away as a martyr. Similarly, if a person does it in the evening, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on this. The next surah is Surah Mumtahina. We also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that you must stay far away from the kuffar and disbelievers. Don't take them. They are my enemies, they are your enemies. Don't ever take them as friends. And they disbelieve in the haqq and the truth which has come to you. And they cause great harm to the Muslims. Just because you believe in Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they want to take you out of your land and your places. So don't ever have enmity with them. And they cannot benefit you, your money, your children, your wealth, your family members, if they are kuffar and disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah. The example of it is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. His family members were also kuffar and disbelievers. But he immediately he said that, Bada bainana wa bainakum al-adawatu wal-baghdaw abadan. Between us and you there is enmity and hatred forever. Until you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, this is a beautiful example for you. If you believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah. And don't worry that you feel that my family is breaking off. The Sahaba to go through this examination. By nature they are human beings. They got love for their family members. Allah ta'ala promises here, Atallahu yaj'ala baynakum wa bayna alladhina adaytum minhum mawadda. Soon Allah will create love between you and the people who you got enmity for. For Allah's pleasure you took that enmity. In today's time, for example, our family members, we want to bring them towards deen. We tell them the masail of deen, of parda, of hijab, for example, and many other laws. It might be a bit difficult in the beginning. They'll show enmity. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were steadfast. Wallahu qadir, Allah got the full power. Allah will change their heart eventually. But you must remain steadfast. And the ulama said, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the kuffar who were the worst enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Makkah Mukarramah, when the people migrated, but after 8 years, the very severe kuffar were completely destroyed. Allah destroyed them in jihad, like Abu Jahal and all of these people, Abu Lahab and that. But the rest of the people, thousands and thousands of them, they all accepted Islam. And they also came onto the same tariqah as the Muslim people. So Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat and guidance by means of their steadfastness and their firmness. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions examination for the Muslim woman at that time who were making hijrat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about bayat. When the believing woman came to take bayat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the conditions which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for them? So this bayat also, which we take amongst our mashayikh, this is proven from the Quran, from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And eventually Allah ta'ala says, never ever befriend those people whose Allah ta'ala's anger has come upon them, the kuffar and disbelievers. Stay very far away from them. The beginning of the surah also, Allah mentions that at the end of the surah. The next three surahs, which Mawlana Lahori rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, he said that if any country wants to come up, Islam wants to come alive, there are three jamaat and groups which just make effort. If these three jamaat are making effort, then Allah Ta'ala will give rise to the Muslims. Allah will give the Muslims. Allah will give the Muslims rise, and Allah will help and assist them. The first jamaat is the jamaat of the Mujahideen. So in Surah Saf, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the Mujahideen, what qualities they must have, and they must be steadfast, they must have the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In our areas, we do not have Mujahideen, but for example, those who are making effort for deen, the original is the Mujahideen. But if we haven't gotten in place of that, to a lesser extent, those who will help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Tabligh Jamaat, for example, people going out, giving da'wah, calling people, be the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Isa alayhi salam told these people, who will help me? They stood up and said, we will help and assist you. So Allah's help and assistance will come to them. So this is one Jamaat which must go out, and they are having a great business. The business of saving a person from the punishment of Jahannam. This is the big business which a person must make effort towards. The second Jamaat is the Jamaat of the Ulama. There must be a group of Ulama, and their object must be Yatlu alayhim ayalayhim ayalayhim ayati, reading the ayat of the Quran Sharif to the people, teaching them the loves of the words of the Quran, making the tazkiyah, purifying them by means of the khankas, for example, or yu'allimuhum al-kitab or hikmah, teaching them the book of Allah Ta'ala by the means of the Darul Uloom, explaining to them the meanings. So this is the function of the ulama, the yatlu alayhim ayati, the makatib, teaching the basic teachings of the Quran Sharif. This is the primary function of the ulama ikiram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the ulama must have sifat in them, not like the Jews who did not practice upon their knowledge and they were frightened of death. They were not awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when is the time the ulama must make special effort? It is at the time of Jumu'ah, where Allah ta'ala has called all the people to the masjid. They must come here and they have to listen to the bayan. This is the bayan which takes place in the Jummah. And this is the time when they must mobilize the ummah and give them da'wat and call them towards akhirat. The main bayan they must give is kul ma inda Allah khairun min Allah wa min at-tijara. Tell them whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better than all futilities and even than your business. What you have to prepare for akhirat. So this must be the main the topic, calling people towards akhirat, the life of the year after. And then the third jamaat which will have the Muslim ummah is the businessman. And normally the businessman, when they have a lot of money, then normally nifaq and hypocrisy comes into them. So Allah Ta'ala wants to say in Surah Munafiqun, to be very careful of nifaq and hypocrisy, because this comes very easily into a person who has got wealth. So much so, pride comes into a person. Then he says, they don't spend on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They need our money. Allah Ta'ala says, remember, Allah got the treasures of the heavens and the earth. The munafiqs don't know. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need your money. If you are using your money, it's a favor of Allah Ta'ala upon you. That Allah Ta'ala is using your money. So don't feel that we are spending on the ulama, we are spending on the madaris. It's our ihsan upon them. It's Allah Ta'ala has given me tawfiq to spend on them. It is Allah's ihsan upon me that I am using my money and using it in the right causes. So don't ever have this attitude. And also don't have this attitude that I am an honorable person. Like the munafiqin said, if you go back to Medina Sharif, the honorable people amongst us will take out the zaleel people, the lowly people. That means the ulama, the mashayikh, the pious people, they are zaleel, they are low. And we, because of us now, we are doing everything. Allah Ta'ala said, izzat and honor lies in Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the true believers. But the munafiqs do not know. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala encourages us, spend your money in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It mustn't be your money and your wealth divert you from the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And spend what Allah has given you. And before the time of death will come to a person, then a person will say, oh Allah, give me a chance. أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ جَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَسْتَدَّقَ I'll believe now, and I'll be a pious piece, or I will start spending now, and now I'll be a pious person. Allah Ta'ala says, it's too late now. When the time comes of death, then it's too late for a person now to go back in the world, and to start preparing for this. So when Allah has given you time, spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh and ulama say that a person besides his zakat, 2.5% will be spending on the poor people, but he must take out some other money also to spend on the madaris, on the all the other avenues of deen, where people where you can't use for zakat, for example the masajid, etc., you can't use for zakat. So take out some other money from there. Whatever is 2.5% zakat you're taking out, take it 2.5% lillah, or 5% or 10%. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the normal habit was 33%. One third of the money they would spend in the path of Allah ta'ala. One third for themselves, and one third they would reinvest in their businesses. So this is a high level. Some Sahaba, they used to go up to 50%. And those Sahaba radiallahu anhu, like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whenever the taqaza came, whatever money he had, he spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This is the highest level of siddiqiyat. But at least we can, whatever amount, start over a small amount, but on a regular basis, besides our zakat, try to spend some money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person was telling me recently, this one businessman he knows, rich person, he takes 50% of whatever money he earns, 50% he utilizes for himself, for his investments, whatever, and 50% he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mashallah, even in today's time, there are those people of such himmat and courage. Allah ta'ala make us among those people. The next surah is Surah Taghabun, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when in Islam will come alive also, but there are two things. One is the huququl Allah, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is huququl ibad, the right of fellow human beings. In Surah Taghabun, Allah ta'ala speaks about the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will have the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, properly. He will have akhirat in front of him. Then he will believe in Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran Sharif. He will hold firm onto it. Remember, the day of Qiyamah is coming, Yawmut Taghabun, the day of loss. Where every person will realize what a loss I made in this world. Even if a person has done good actions, but on the day of Qiyamah he will realize also that, hey, so much of loss I made. That time I wasted. How much I could have benefited. Comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any gathering in jamaat people are sitting in, and Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not mentioning that jamaat. On the day of Qiyamah it will be a means of loss, sorrow for a person. Oh, that time I wasted. If I just made one time, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, that time, how a person will regret. Allah give us tawfiq that we try to make our time valuable in our life, not to waste time and to involve in guna and sin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that there will be in life calamities, difficulties. Remember, all of this comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your wife, your children will be an examination for you people. So be very careful. Remember, the first thing is the huquq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to the commands of Allah ta'ala and obey Allah ta'ala. Spend your wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you a very, very great reward. Much, much more greater than what you had spent. Wallahu shakurun haleem. Allah ta'ala is very appreciative of little bit you are giving. But Allah will give so much back to a person. And Allah is alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Allah knows everything. Little bit you are spending, lot you are spending, Allah is fully aware of that. In Surah Talaq, Allah Ta'ala mentions the rights of the family people, the rights of human beings. You have to fulfill those rights also. And the main quality to have is taqwa. When a person has got the quality of taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will fulfill the rights. And here Allah ta'ala especially mentions about divorce. Even you divorcing the woman, there are rights for her. So to a greater extent, when you are living with your wife, how many more rights a person has got? And normally when there is no police force or to look over a person, the woman has got no one to turn back towards. So Allah ta'ala says, have the fear of Allah. And if you got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, five promises Allah ta'ala gives you. يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will take out ways from difficulties and problems for him. Allah will give him rosy and sustenance from where he never thought possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his matters easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his gunas and sins. And Allah ta'ala will increase his rewards. He did little bit of actions, Allah will give him so much more rewards because he had got the quality of taqwa. So the quality of taqwa is something which we have to develop within ourselves so we do not cause oppression and wrong and injustices to our wife. The other day we mentioned the hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who causes harm to his parents, then he, before leaving this world, he will see the punishment also. And the hadith also mentions, well, bagh, you make zulam and oppression upon somebody. And especially a person that makes oppression upon his wife. He beats his wife, he hits his wife, he uses vulgar language against her. So a person has to be very, very careful. Allah Ta'ala gives us a warning. They look in the past people, nations, when they broke the commands of Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we destroyed them, it was so easy. And we will take a very strong, harsh reckoning for these people. And a very severe punishment we had given these people. So فَذَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا لَأَمْرِهَا. Whatever they had done, they eventually tasted the effects of whatever evil actions they had done. It all comes back to a person. The final result of these people is complete destruction. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Keep us in piety and taqwa. Allah Ta'ala has promised great, great things in this dunya also and in akhirat also. And the last surah is Surah Tahrim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that your family people, you have got love for them. But it must not happen that your family members are a barrier to deen. The correct deen, the person must hold firm onto deen. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a certain thing which is permissible also, but because he was showing us the shariat. So Allah ta'ala did not want Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do anything which might create a doubt in the hearts of people later on. So Allah ta'ala said, why did you make something halal, haram? What Allah ta'ala has made halal for you. It is regarding one long incident which took place in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, and to teach all of us a lesson that in the matters of deen, even if our family members are telling us to break the command of Allah ta'ala, so in a nice way, we don't have to be harsh also, but we must try to correct it and tell them that this is incorrect, this is the right way, this is what we have to follow. Allah ta'ala's commands come first. And Allah ta'ala says, you save yourselves and your family members from the fire of Jahannam. And how a person tries to save his family from this fire of this dunya, his child is going towards it, he pushes him away from it, the worst is the fire of Jahannam. So a person must try to save himself and his family members and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making tawbah with sincerity, Allah will forgive your sins and Allah ta'ala will enter you into Jannah. Such a day when Allah will not disgrace Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who got iman with him. If you make proper tawbah, Allah will give you nur and light on that day. It will help a person, and a person will be able to cross all the stages very easily. He will enter into Jannah. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you don't only rest on your family members, look at Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam's wives. They were married to Anbiya alayhi salam, but they did not accept. They were eventually destroyed. On the other hand, the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, her husband was the worst oppressor and tyrant, but she had iman within herself. And because of this, Allah will give her the highest levels of Jannah. So a person must be, every person has to look at himself. Obviously on the day of Qiyamah, people of iman will be able to intercede for one another. But however, a person must look at his own amal. I'm going to go in the qabr, I have to answer for my question, myself in the qabr. I have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. The intercession may come after a very long time. So each person must look to himself. Not my father was a pious person, my grandfather, or I come from this tribe and this group. But every person has to look in akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one who has got the most honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person himself who has got taqwa. Allah ta'ala give us true understanding.